This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Lee County Board of Supervisors is being asked to increase the local minimum wage in an effort to help residents get out of poverty. Becky Hagee of Fort Madison worked at Dollar General for about 3 years. She liked the job and was earning about $11 an hour, but she quit last week to take a job in a local factory.
For the pay. I needed to make more money. I'm struggling, you know, like most people.
Hagee says not all of her former coworkers at Dollar General can do that.
My boss at the Dollar General that I worked at was very good. She tried to get me the raises, obviously, because I was up to 11 by the time I left. But corporate Dollar General is not going to approve much more than that.
So Hagee wants the county to step in and increase the local minimum wage. She was one of about a half dozen people Tuesday morning who called on the county board to form a study group to explore a possible wage increase. Michael Bennett of Donelson heads the Lee County Labor Council and is a licensed pastor. He says an increase in the minimum wage would help those who live in poverty despite working full-time.
People would be able to afford to buy things for the kids instead of secondhand everything. Kids would actually have a pair of shoes that they could call their own that someone else didn't wear before them. Folks would be able to spend more in their community.
Bennett says it's unrealistic to think the minimum wage would jump from $7.25 an hour to $15, but he says a good start would be between $10 and $12 per hour, phased in over a couple of years. The county board agreed to create a study group with a final vote deciding the makeup of the group expected next week. If the county does approve a higher minimum wage, incorporated cities could opt out. Keokuk Mayor Tom Marion spoke in support of the increase, saying that he would anticipate the city council supporting a minimum wage hike as well. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.